Ready to become a leader? Enroll in Army ROTC. You could get a full tuition scholarship and you'll graduate a leader and an officer in the U.S. Army. Army officers inspire strength in others. Find out more at goarmy.com/Irish.
Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here. Sunday morning, 3 days to the election. What is the pulse from the Midwest? With us this morning is former Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin, and he'll tell us about Wisconsin and that whole West Coast area. Good morning, Governor. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Give us the pulse.
It is razor thin. It was 4 years ago. It's going to be just as close now. I know some of the national press made a big deal out of one of the polls a few days ago that showed Joe Biden up by 5 points, but that same poll taken the same time, 6 days before the election, showed Hillary Clinton up by 6 points back in 2016. So we're hoping for the same results, but it's all going to boil down to the last few votes cast, and that's why the next 2 days are so critically important.
Well, Governor, let me ask you, the Midwest people are known for their common sense and loving America. How are they treating all these riots in the streets, these tearing down of the statues and lawlessness? I mean, I just don't understand it. Can you explain it?
Yeah, big turnoff. I know earlier in the summer when it happened in Madison with the riots, the statues, and of course, late in the summer after the DNC, after Joe Biden and Kamala Harris had been silent about the violence all across the country, finally, we saw the tragic situation in Kenosha where they burnt much of the businesses downtown to the ground, and there were tragically 2 deaths finally. And then only then did Joe Biden start to murmur anything about speaking out about the violence. But I think that turned voters out in Kenosha County, which is a critical county. I carried it each of the times that I won, but it's a traditionally Democrat area. And I think it actually sent a warning sign to a lot of the suburban voters elsewhere in the state near Milwaukee who were very, very concerned about their own safety. And I think in the end, the president, if he wins, which I hope he does, it will be because of that moment when people started to set aside maybe some of their other issues and realize the safety of themselves and their families was paramount.
I even hear of a place like Minnesota that they hardly ever go a Republican, that because of all that rioting and all that what was going on, that President Trump has a shot at getting Minnesota.
He really does. Yeah, in 84, the only state that Mondale carried was his home state of Minnesota, so Reagan didn't even carry it in 1884, and yet the president, not only has the president been campaigning there, the vice president, but we finally had over the last few days Joe Biden showing up in Minnesota and Wisconsin. And so that's a telltale, I think, when the pundits in the national media outlets say that, oh, those states are done deals for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I don't buy it because the candidates, the Democrat candidates, wouldn't be in Minnesota. They wouldn't be in Wisconsin if they didn't see what we did, which was a real basic concern. Suburban voters, because of what happened in Minneapolis, suburban voters, because of what happened in Kenosha, in both states are a factor now. And then the outstate voters are very, very concerned. And they were key to the president winning Wisconsin 4 years ago because they feel forgotten. And this president, more than anyone I've heard before, really speaks to the forgotten men and women of America.
And Iowa, Michigan?
I think Iowa is going to be a solid win for the president. I think Joni Ernst is going to get reelected. I think it's going to be a nail biter in Michigan. And I actually think John James, the Republican there, great candidate, military background, that close 2 years ago, I think he's going to win. And I think it's going to be too close to call for president. But president wins Wisconsin, he wins Pennsylvania, assuming he keeps the map he had before, which means Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and Arizona all have to go with Trump. But assuming he gets that, I think it's going to boil down to Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. Those are the two states to watch on election night. You'll see one close early on East Coast time, Wisconsin, of course, in Central time. By early that night, we should know whether or not those two states were the key to President Donald Trump and Vice President Pence getting reelected.
Understood. We have 30 seconds left. Anything you want to tell the American people?
Yeah, this president, I always tell people the key to winning in Wisconsin is just acknowledging this president may not always talk and tweet the way people do in the Midwest, but he gets the job done. And in the end, we want doers, not talkers, and that's what we get with Donald Trump.
Governor Scott Walker, thank you for your update, and God bless America.
Thank you.
This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.